This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's confirmation from a survey of logistics managers that pandemic distortions led to, quote, astronomical costs of shipping freight in November. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that.
There are enough ships and trucks and containers to move goods around the world, says Paul Bingham, transportation economist at IHS Market. But they're not always moving.
It's a vessel sitting at anchor waiting to get into a port, or a truck driver sitting in his truck waiting for several hours to get loaded.
Bingham says those kinds of inefficiencies are driving up demand and transportation prices right now, along with rising wages and fuel costs. Dale Rogers is a professor of logistics and supply chain management at Arizona State University and one of the authors of the report. He says a couple of years ago, it cost maybe $1,000 to $2,000 to ship a container from China to LA.
Today, that same trip is $18,000 to $20,000 a container.
He says higher sticker prices on everything from appliances to new cars these days in part reflect the cost of getting products from A to B. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.